This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. The title of today's episode is it bad to reschedule a clinical research interview? Now, as you guys know, the actual, I guess, idea behind this channel and what we focus on is clinical research related things. So, but obviously a lot of things can apply to other industries as well. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into this question. Is it bad to reschedule a clinical research interview? Now, a lot of people email me all the time for interview help, for resume review help, for just asking general questions about clinical research. And you guys know, if you're emailing me, that, look, it's very, very hard to come by a clinical research interview. It's very, very hard. And typically, there's a lot of steps involved to go to that process. It's, you know, tons of applications, hundreds of applications. It's talking to recruiters, it's getting lots of applications rejected. And by the time you finally make it to an interview, after you pass the recruiter screen already, by the time you finally made it to an interview, and it's time for that interview and you've got to reschedule it for some reason, is it bad to do this? Now, this is something that probably doesn't come up too often, but you're probably asking, is there a downside to rescheduling the interview? And I would say, look, if you put in all that work and you're going to have to reschedule the interview, make sure it's something that you really, really, really need to reschedule it for. Because typically in the beginning, when they ask you for interview times, it's you providing the interview times and they're working within those constraints. So it's typically you saying, okay, I can do, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday and Thursday between this time and this time. They typically ask for a huge range of times to select the interview from. So really, if you have to come back later after they have already adjusted those times to meet your needs and you have to come back and change them, it kind of doesn't look too good on your part, on your planning skills and your time management skills, if you have to come back and reschedule the interview. So I do not think it's a good idea to reschedule the interview. Now, obviously, I don't want you to say, you know what, just let the job pass you by, just take your name out the hat. But if you have to do it, you can do it, but it's not going to look good. I can tell you that, because there's so much that goes into scheduling these interviews. First of all, typically you're meeting with a few people. It's not just one person you're meeting with. So they have to get, everyone's schedules aligned so that, let's say you're meeting with three people and it's going to be 30 minutes a piece. So they have to get everyone's schedule aligned to where they can meet with you back to back to back. So that's a lot, of scheduling and planning to do that in general, because those people have meetings, those people have other obligations and things they've got to do with their busy day also. It's not just interviewing you. So they're doing all that on the back end and figuring out which part of the day is better for all those people as well as your schedule too. So then for you to come back and say, you know what, guys, I told you the wrong time. You know what, guys, I, you know, made a mistake. I'm bad at planning. I chose the wrong time and I'm going to have to reschedule it. Now, sometimes things do come up. Death in the family, someone gets sick, you're sick yourself, have to go to the hospital, have to reschedule. I think those are things that, you know, it might make a little sense, especially if something is happening to you. You got in an accident, you need to reschedule. You know what? That's more understanding if something happens to you directly. But I think the further and further away it gets from you, like your niece's husband or something, you know, something far off, your niece's husband's best friend's uncle, and you need to reschedule because of that, that's not really going to look good. But if it's something to you or your direct caretaker, I mean, if you're going to have to reschedule it, you want to make sure it's something that is universally recognized as very, very important. You know, your close family member, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, something severe happens to them, something severe happens to you, I would say that's okay to reschedule. But typically, you do not want to schedule. These are not things that are, you know, you can just cancel the meeting and reschedule it for later. This is not that. So you typically want to just make sure that if you're going to reschedule an interview, that it is very, very important that that you miss that interview. So much to the point where you may be doing yourself a disservice, because they may have interviewed a bunch of other candidates by that point, and they may have already made their mind up. So you better make sure that if you're going to reschedule an interview, that you really have a strong background and you believe in your abilities better than the other candidates. Because they may have liked other candidates. They may have liked, you know, some of the other options that they've been presented with by that point. And you may be doing yourself a disservice. So I would think in the back of your head, you may have a minus one next to your name after that. And you want to approach the interview like that. You want to really make sure that if you do reschedule, you are on your P's and Q's and cross your I's and your T, dot your I's and cross your T's when you come back, because typically those things aren't looked on too fondly, depending on what the situation is. But that's pretty much it, guys. Those are my thoughts on rescheduling an interview. I've never done it before. I typically do the interview whenever you can. I mean, these, as you guys know, these jobs are not easy to come by. These interview opportunities are not easy to come by. So this is not something you want to take lightly. This is something you definitely want to bring your A game and, you know, make sure that you are ready and prepared. And you don't want to start off on a bad foot. You know, these are oftentimes the first times you're going to be meeting these people. So you don't want to start off on a bad foot saying that the person canceled. You don't want HR to tell that to the person that's interviewing you, that they canceled. They need to reschedule for another time. So it just may not look good. As always, guys, if you need help with your interview, you need help preparing for your interview, you need help with your resume, or just about what kind of questions, any type of career questions or anything like that, you know, what are the best paths to go down in clinical research, you can email me at eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com, set up a time to speak with me, set up a time to review your resume, things of that nature. So email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com for that information. Take care, guys.